And so yesterday we left off with the issue about a Nara Murasa. It is a Nara Murasa. What is her status in regards to her father? I mean, that Nara is already a girl who's of age, right? And so she has some rights on her own. But on the other hand, her father still has some of the benefits that are associated with the daughter. So we had that yesterday, that there was a machlokes, that about the regards to a Nara Murasa, who can accept her get. And so the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, believe that by Nara Murasa, Hiva Abiha Mekablim Et Kita, that both her and her father can accept the get. They're both empowered to accept the get. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda believed, right, that Ein Shtei Yedayim Zochot Ke'Echad, two people cannot accept or have the power to accept the get. So therefore it's only, right, only her father can accept the get. The Nara Murasa is unable to accept the get. That we know is a machlokas, it's a Mishnah, right, with regards to Mishnah and Gittin, and that is machlokas of Yehuda and Chachamim with regards to Girishin by Nara Murasa. The question that comes up is in Kiddushin. What is their status, or what is the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda believe with regards to Kiddushin? Can a father and a daughter accept Kiddushin, or can only the father accept Kiddushin when it comes to Nara Murasa? So now we have a machlokas, Reish Lokish and Rabbi Yochanan. Lokesh believes kimachloket the girushin, kachmachloket the kiddushin. Just like by divorce, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue, meaning that Rabbi Yehuda believes only the father can do it, and the Chachamim believe the father and the daughter can do it. So too by kiddushin, that a nara marasa, the Chachamim believe that a nara or the father can accept kiddushin, and Rabbi Yehuda believes that only the father can accept kiddushin. On the other hand, the Rabbi Yochanan, arguing on Reish Lakish, says no, that by kiddushin, divrei hakol, even the Chachamim agree by kiddushin that only her father can accept kiddushin. So obviously, Rabbi Reish Lakish's position is easy to understand because they have the same machlokas in both places. The question is Rabbi Yochanan's position, and really Rabbi Yochanan's position with regards to the Rabbananan. Because Rabbi Yochanan says the Rabbanan changed their mind when it comes to Kiddushin. In Gerushin, they believe that both she and the father can accept the get, whereas by Kiddushin, it's only the father can accept the Kiddushin. So that's what the Gemara is trying to deal with. Now, as an aside, yesterday we didn't mention this, but Rashi explains that when our Mishnah says, Nara Murasa, so we're talking about a Nara Murasa. So Rashi over there says, Behu Adin Ketana, that so too is true of a Ketana. That only not only can a Nara Murasa, but even a Ketana can accept the get, as well as her father. Father and her can accept the get. There's a Rashi afterwards, which seems to be chulik on this Rashi, and there Rashi says, Dapka Nara. Only a Nara can do this. About Ketana, via Avalohi. But by Ketana, it's only her father can accept it and not her. Why? But Dapka Min Erusin. And also only from Erusin and not from Nisuin. Because when she's Nisuah, the father is totally knocked out of the picture. So the Gemara says, V'hibulavia, she nesheit in lavia reshutba. So Rashi seems to be soter himself. One place he says, that it's an Ara and not a Ketana. Another place he says it, an Ara and a Ketana. So you look at Tosfos. Tosfos says that Rashi, he argues on Rashi, and says that when it says Nara Murasa, means also Ketana. At the end of the Tosfos, he says Rashi changed his mind later in his life, and he agreed. He came over to the side of Tosfos. So what it seems like in the Rashi is that the original position of Rashi was there. If you look in the Bach, he eliminates that, or says that that was the original position. And then later on, when Rashi changed his mind, that's the other Rashi, which says that it's both a Ketana and a Nara Murasa. Right now, yesterday we discussed, we started to discuss the Gabe Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, in the position of the Rabbanan, right? What is the idea that you switch from Gerushin to, right, to Kiddushin? Why is there a difference? So the first answer we attempted was, well, it depends. When you're talking about Gerushin, what happens to the girl? The girl is now returning to her father's position. So that's the benefit of the father. So to the benefit of the father, both she and the father can accept a get, because that brings her back into her father's possession. On the other hand, when you accept Kiddushin, she's leaving the father's possession. The father is giving up rights. So in that instance, only the father can accept Kiddushin, and not the daughter. The Gemara says, wait a minute, we have a case of Ma'amar. Ma'amar is a case by a Yabam, or a woman who is a Yabama, who's waiting to perform Yibum. So the Rabbanan instituted a Ma'amar, which is the equivalent of Kiddushin with regards to Yabama. But over there, we have an explicit Mishnah that says, when you have a Ketanah Min HaYerushin, it's the top of Mendawar Amav, Inusim Ba Ma'amar, Elamat Atavia. But you can only do Ma'amar with her father's acknowledgement. By Nara, Ben Midat Atzma, Ben Midat Aviyah. she or her father can accept it when she's a Nara. So over here, by Yibum, what you're doing with Mamar, the Mamar is like Kiddushin, where she's leaving her father's possession. If she's leaving her father's possession, why can't she and her father accept the Mamar? So that cannot be the reason between, or the reason why the Chachamim have a difference of opinion between Girushin and Kiddushin.
Now, she's already
to the Alright, so you're way ahead. So that's, the Gemara is going to come back around to that answer. Right, that's really the question by Ma'amar, because she's really Zukuka. So that's, the Gemara is going to come back to that the way end. Exactly what you're suggesting, that's going to be one of the answers to the Gemara at the way end. Alright, so now the Gemara says, attempts something new. Ella, eat mar hafi eat mar. This is what you should say. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rafino, my time at the Rabbi Yochanan, I'll leave the Rabbonon. What's the reasoning? The Rabbi Yochanan says there's a difference between Kiddushin and Girushin. Right, why? Kiddushin dimidata via velohi. Right, Kiddushin that requires acquiescence, then it's only her father can do it, and not her. Girushin that works ba'al korcha, that works even against her will, then ben he ben avia. Because when it comes to Girushin, she's really not relevant. Right, the woman's in a sense not relevant, because the husband just has to give the get. So it should be irrespective of whether it's the father or her that accepts the get, because the get can be given ba'al korcha. Whereas by Kiddushin, where you require acquiescence, there we're going to say only the father can do it and not the daughter. So Mara says, challenges from Mamar again. Veham are Mamar dimidata. Mamar requires that. Uktani benhi uben avia. And we just saw the Mishnah says, Mamar, she or her father can accept it. So Mara says, Hatam be Mamar, the Baal Korcha. No, that Mishnah is talking about Mamar against her will. So we can have Mamar done against her will. Verabihi. That's according to Rabbi, who says, Titania, haosim Mamar bivim tosalo midata. Right, a person who performs, right, Mamar with his prospective Yibum or Yivama, he performs Mamar without her consent, Rabbi Omer Kana, right, that Rabbi says that it works, right, for instance, if he goes and throws money at her and says, Hariat Mamar Li, or Hariat Mekadesh Li, so Rabbi says that works, V'chamim Omim Lo Kana, that does not work. My time made the Rabbi, what's the reason of Rabbi Gamar Mi Biyod Yivama, right, that works, he says, well, Yivama is an institution that works Baal Korcha. Why? Ma bi'adi v'ma Baal Korcha. Just like the consummation of the Yibum can be performed against her will, meaning with the Yabam can do it against her will with the Yivama. Avacha nami Baal Korcha. Also over here, it can be done, the Mamar can be done against her will. Rabbanon sa'avre yofina mi kiddushin. Mamar is an institution that is similar to the Chacham establishes, so there would be equivalent of kiddushin and nisuin by Yivama. So ma kiddushin mi data, just like kiddushin require acquiescence. Afanami dimidata. So too, by Ma'amar, we will require, right, acquiescence. Somar says, but my kmifligay, what's the machlokus between the Chachamim and Rabbi? Rabbi savar mili divama miyavama, havalei lemelech. Right, Rabbi believes that when you're learning, when you're doing something or an institution of Yivama, then it should be learned from the context of Yivama. So just like the works about Kachas, so too, the Ma'amar will work off of Rabbanon savri kidushin mi kidushin, havalei lemelech. Now the Chachamim say that it makes more sense to say what? That Kiddush Mamar, which is a replacement for Kiddushin in this part of the Yivama process, should act and look like Kiddushin. So where it says, Achanami Mistabra, right, that this, that by this, that we're explaining over here, that Ben Hiyu, Ben Avia, Mamar is Al Korcha, right, but when it comes to other Kiddushin, that Avia Velohi, that's like Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Why does that make sense? Because the commentaries of Yochanan, Mirtani Seifa, Masha Inkin, Kiddushin. Because that Mishnah that speaks about that a Nara and her father can accept Mamar says, Masha Enkein B'Kiddushin. Right? That's not true of Kiddushin. So now Gemara says, well, if that's the case, Masha Enkein can be Kiddushin, Ela Neimad Avit Yufta Deresh Lakish. That should be a big problem for Deresh Lakish. Because you have an explicit Mishnah that now says, what? Explicit Mishnah that says, by Mamar, she and her father can do it. Masha Enkein B'Kiddushin, that she and her father cannot do it. Deresh Lakish believes that the Machlokas by Girushin is the same one by Kiddushin, and the Chachamim will believe that by Kiddushin also she and her father can do it. So maybe it should be a Tiyufta Deresh Lakish. From our father Deresh Lakish, Amani Rabbi Yehudi. Now, this is that the author of that Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Tamar Ein Shtayim Zochot Keachat. And we know, even according to Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yehuda has the same position he has by Gerushin, which is only the father can do it by Gerushin. So only the father can do it by Kiddushin. So who's the author of the Mishnah about Yevama? That author of that Mishnah will be Rabbi Yehuda, who believes only the father can do it by Kiddushin. But says, Ki Rabbi Yehuda, Mashen Kevi Kiddushin. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, why does the Mishnah, or that Mishnah only write, but it's not true in Kiddushin? For Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mashen Kevi Gerushin Mibayle. Not only is it not true by Gerushin, but Kiddushin is also not true by Gerushin. The Kiddushin and Gerushin for Rabbi Yehuda could only be done by the father. So why not say, when you're excluding, here you have a case of Mamar that says the father and the daughter can do it when she's an Ara. And now you're going to say, what's not like that? For Rabbi Yehuda, that's both Kiddushin and Gerushin are not like that. So why not say that? Sagmar says, it should have been also say Gerushin. Ain't Hachanami. Where it says ain't Hachanami. I did the time of Mamar, the Dhamma the Kedushin, Tananami, Mashayin came be Kedushin. Truthfully, the Mishnah should have said Mashayin came be Kedushin and Gerushin, but the fact is that Mamar looks like Kedushin. So since it looks like Kedushin, they say, well, Mamar is this way and Kedushin is not. But it also means that Gerushin is also not like that. Where it says, Rabbi Yehuda, Mashna Mamar. So now if you're going to say this, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the difference? Rabbi Yehuda, according to Reish Lakish, believes, right, or Rabbi Yehuda, according to everyone, believes that by Kiddushin and Gerushin, only the father can do it. But now all of a sudden here, by Mamar, the father and the daughter can do it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the difference that the father and the mother can, father and the daughter can do it by Mamar? Where it says, Hoil Uskuka Ve'omedet. So this is what Shaul was asking before, that when you're talking about a Yevama, you're talking about a different status of a different, the woman's a different status. By Kiddushin and Gerushin, we're talking about moving her from one status to another status. By Mamar, she's already almost married to the Yevama. I mean, she already got married to someone else. That person passed away, and now the Torah places her in front of the Yabam. She's Kukum Eretz. And where it says, now, Hashtadati Tahaki, now that you got to hear, so this was Shaul's suggestion before, Rabbi Yochanan Ami, even according to Rabbi Yochanan Ami lo tikshalach miyikara. Right, then we shouldn't have the original problem that we had before. We could answer like we did originally. What was the original answer that we gave? We said, well, it depends on where she's moving herself. If she's leaving her father's possession, then only her father can do it. If she's coming back into her father's possession, both she and her father can do it. We say, what about Mamar? Mamar, she's leaving her father's possession, and she and her father can do it. So we said that was the upshot. So Michelle said, what do you mean? She's not leaving her father's possession. She already left her father's possession. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying now. Shani Mamar holds Kuka Vomedet. Ready, Mamar already, she's left. She was married already to someone else. Now she fell from this previous marriage, Meina Rusin. She falls here as a Yevama. She's already left her father's position. She's already omedet for this individual. So therefore, when she accepts the Kiddushin, back, or the Mamar really over here, she's not really changing her status. She's just extending what already exists. Right, it's none. Aish Mekadesh Bito, Kishi Nara, Bo Ubisucho. Right, that a person, this is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that a person can be Mekadesh's daughter, right, when she's a Nara, Bo Ubisucho. He can do it, or his messenger can do it. So the Gemara is going to die. Bo Ubisucho, he and his messenger can do it. In Bo Ubisucho, Bo. But she, or her messenger, and the daughter, cannot do it. To you, the Reish Lakish. That's a big problem for Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, what do we say? According to Rabbi Yochanan, we say, that when it comes to Kiddushin, right, everybody agrees that only the father can do it. According to the Chachamim, even, only the father can do it. But according to Reish Lakish, there's still a machlokes when it comes to Kiddushin. And the Chachamim believe what? Chachamim believe that the father and the daughter can do it. But that's not what's found in our Mishnah. So what's going to be the answer? I'm going to call Reish Lakish, Hamani. He's going to have to explain that this is Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda who said that both by Gerushin and Kiddushin, only the father can do it. When it says, Mi Matzit Mukit Lak Rabbi Yehuda. Can you really set up our Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? V'haktani Seifa. The next part of the Mishnah says what? This is coming up, the next part of the Mishnah. Ha'omer l'isha yitkash li b'tmara zu, yitkash li b'zu. Person goes and starts giving a woman a number of dates. And with each date, he goes, take this tomorrow, yitkash li b'tmara zu, yitkash li b'zu, yitkash li b'zu. So each he answers each date. He says, you know, I'm a kaddish with the date. Now, only way she gets married in this instance is if one of the single dates is the size of a, right, or a shove of pruta, it's worth a pruta. But we do not take all the dates and join them together into a single entity. Why is that? Because with each date, he said Kachali, he said a new Kiddushin. Ramina and Montana, right? Who's the one who says that Hikachi, that when you have to specifically say the word Kiddushin by each case to separate them? Vama Rabba. And Rabbah says it's Rabbi Shimon. The author of our Mishnah, the second half of this Mishnah, must be Rabbi Shimon. The Amar, when it comes to a Shvua, a person who is taking a Shvua, a multiple Shvuot, say for instance to deny something, or he's taking asking multiple people to take Shvuot. The Amar, what does he say over here? Shemar Shvua l'kol echad ve'echad. Rabbi Shimon says that you do not separate. It's not a separate Shvua for each individual, unless each one begins with Shvua, like this. Shvua, Shvua, Shvua. The word Shvua has to repeat itself in order to separate out the Shvua. But Chitayma Kula Rabbi Yehuda, if you say, wait, no, the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Ube Prate Sever like Rabbi Shimon. And he owes like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to this separation between Kiddushin or Shvua. Why? Umi Sever La. Is that really true? Vatanya. So here's the case of this case of Shvua. Vizea Klau. Right? This is the principle. Klau. If he takes one shvua to multiple people, but it's a single shvua, he only be chayav one korban, right, for violating the shvua or for lying, right? Parat, if he gives a shvua to each individual, chayav kol achad v'achad, then he'll be chayav on each individual shvua he took. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Yehuda Meir shvua lo lecha, because shvua, and then he says each individual lo lecha. Not to you, I don't owe you money, then chayav al kol achad v'achad, he's chayav on each shvua. That's enough of a separation, right, to say that those are individual shvua to each person. Rabbi Elazar Omer, lo lecha, shivua, that you have to put the word shvua at the end, but in order for it to be chayav al kol achad v'achad, if you put the word shvua at the end, then it's referencing each of the lo lechas along the way, and it's an individual shvua. If you start with the word shvua according to Rabbi Elazar, that's not enough. Happens to be my focus, Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi here, in the opinion of, both in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar, you have to say lo lecha, lo lecha, and without the vav chibur, and that's what makes it a separate, or if you put the vav chibur in, that's what separates it. So Rashi says it's specifically the fact that it doesn't have a vav that makes them separate. Rabbeinu Tam says on the other hand, no, if it has a vav, that it would be separate, and therefore their pure soul would be different here. B'shimon Omer, this is Rabbi Shimon we had before, the olam, enu chayeva, shimar shuva l'chol echad v'echad. That you can't say the word shvua each time to separate them. So what do you see from this? That Ella Kula Rabbi Shimon he. That our Mishnah must be Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because we see Rabbi Yehuda argues on him. When it comes to a shvua, if you want to know, when you make one big statement, how do you know whether it's a single statement or it's a bunch of individual statements? So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's they'll be determined by the fact that if you say the word shvua multiple times, that will make it separate statements. So to our Mishnah, when you say the word hit kachi separate times, we will separate each of the things out to be a separate kiddushin. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar believe that lo lecha, that by just saying one, you only have to say the word shvua one time, but if you say lo lecha, that's enough to separate them into separate shvua. So they obviously can't be the author of our Mishnah, which says it actually has to be, because it sounds from our Mishnah that you need the word kiddushin repeated all these times in order to separate it. According to them, you could have just said he'd actually be tomorrow zoo. That would already be separate according to them. And that's not what our Mishnah says. So it must be that Rabbi Shimon is the author of our Mishnah. So if that's the case, how is Reish Lakish going to explain the Mishnah now? Because Reish Lakish believes that the Chachamim say that both she and her father can accept Kiddushin, and our Mishnah is Meduyah, that only she and her father can accept the Kiddushin. So he says, no, but it's going to go like Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah will be like Rabbi Shimon, Uba Shlichu, it's ever like Rabbi Yehuda. And by Shlichu, it's to hold like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that when it comes to the ability of a daughter to accept Kiddushin, Rabbi Shimon will hold like Rabbi Yehuda, which says that only the father can do it, and not the daughter. So now Rav Asi, lo al the Bay Medrasha. Rav Asi didn't make it to the Bay Medrasha that day. Asha called the Rabbi Zera, Amalei, Ma Moraidin of the Bay Medrasha. Right, he says, what happened in the Bay Medrasha today? Amalei, Afana lo ayo. I also didn't go to the Bay Medrasha. You know, this is that they were all taking their day off. Right? It was, everybody's playing hooky that day. So Rabbi Zera wasn't there, Rabbi Asi wasn't there. So then they said, but he says, Rabbi Zera says to Rabbi Avin Havel, I know that Rabbi Abba went in there, but Amar. And then he said to me, Chavruta kula k'Rabbi Yochanan, that everybody paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, that the Nimnu, they got together in the basement, and they said Rabbi Yochanan is right. What was Rabbi Yochanan's position? That by Gerushin there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Chachamim say both the father and daughter can do it by Gerushin. Rabbi Yehuda says only the daughter, only the father can do it. But by Kiddushin, everyone agrees that only the father can do it. So he said, Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lakish was screaming like a crane, and he says, there's a parallel between Kiddushin and Gerushin. There's a hekdesh. How could you separate between Kiddushin and Gerushin? How could you suggest that the Chachamim had a different position with Kiddushin with regards to Aviyah and her than as compared to Gerushin? They should have the same din, because we have this general hekdesh that Kiddushin and Gerushin work the same way. Nobody was willing to listen to him. So then he says back to him, so Rashi says to Rabbi Zeira, Amalei, Rabbi Abin Bar Samchu, is Rabbi Abin a reliable person? I mean, is he reliable to be someone on what he heard in the base medrash? That he heard his Shmua, or that he understood what was said in the base medrash? It's a question. I mean, that he was medaktik b'shmua tov, that he's medaktik in what he hears, and therefore he wouldn't have forgotten what he heard. Which is a strange question, because it would just happen that day that he came out. So that he is reliable, it's like going from the sea to the frying pan. That's the way Rashi explains it. It's like when you're fishing and you have the frying pan ready there, and as soon as the fish comes out of the sea, pops it into the frying pan. So that's what Rabbi Zeira answers him. Exactly that. I met him as he came out of the base medrash, so I know that he had no time to forget what he heard. And Tosfos or Rabbeinu Tam or Rabbeinu Chananel explained that Yamal Tignei are two different places that were close by. They were very close by. He said it's the equivalent of, hey, it's just like he went from here to there, he didn't have enough time to forget it. Again, the same idea that he didn't have enough time to forget it. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Ana lo Rabbi Avin be Rabbi Chia. And we're talking about Rabbi Avin here that they're relying on. It's not Rabbi Avin be Rabbi Chia. It's not below Rabbi Avin bar Kahana. Ela Rabbi Avin Stam. It's just Rabbi Avin, the one who's known as Rabbi Avin. So Mar says, my Nachmanino, who this Rabbi Avin is? Is the mirror day after day. If we find a stira in his memrot, if we want to ask a question, we need to know which Rabbi Avin we can ask about, or we can query about this position of Rabbi Avin here. So now the Gemara says, this is a question that Joel asked earlier, by me ne rova mi rov Nachman. Well, they asked of Nachman, na'ara, a girl who is a na'ara, ma'u shiti asher shliach kabel gita miyad bala. Can she make a shliach to accept a get on her behalf? Can a na'ara appoint a shliach to accept a get on her behalf? Why? What's the question here? Kida yada viadamio. Is it the fact that, the reason that a daughter can accept a get, and na'ara can accept a get, is because she's an extension of her father? Oh, kechatsera viadamio. Or is she just an equivalent of a property of her father? Meaning that she doesn't function on her own like as an agent of her father, in a sense that she can act like her father, but rather she's just like the property of her father, which acts. But again, a point of the shlichim has no rights besides that. Why? She had a viadamia issue like the extension of her father. Ma via mishavi shliach, apina mishavi shliach. Just like her father can extend the shliach or create agency, she too can create agency. Odilma kachaser viadamia. Right? And just like kachaser, adamachili gateli adal, lo migarsha. Right? That until the get reaches her hand, she won't be migarsha. You can't send your kachaser to get a get. You have to wait for the get to reach the kachaser. So it's over here. Until the get reaches the hand of the daughter, it won't be a get. She can't create shlichus. Can't create agency because she is the equivalent of what would be a chatzer. So my sister, me mispakulei the rabba. Does rabba really have such a question? Ha, I'm a rabba. Kotav get benat nobiyat abda. Right? If he wrote a get, right, and then not nobiyat abda, and then she gave it or he put it into the hands of her servant. Yashan, Yashain, if he's sleeping, umishmarto, and she's able to watch over it, how is it get? It's a get. I mean, the evidence is like a chatzer when he's sleeping, and then when it goes into his possession, right, then it's considered a chatzer, which is a merit, a guarded chatzer, which is enough to work on her behalf to accept the get. Neur, if the evidence is up, eno get. It's not a good get when the evidence is up. Why not? Neur, amai eno get. Why isn't it a get when she's awake? The high below chatzer, which is a merit, so low the data. The only way a chatzer property works to act on your behalf is when it's guarded by you, by the individual, by the woman. So if she puts a wall around it, something that works on her behalf. But when you have a human being who can make his own decisions, and if he decides to guard her not is of his own volition, but it's his own volition, that's not considered a chatzer mishta merit, so it won't work over here. if you think she is a chaser of her father, kimata gita yada, nami lo tigarish. That even when the get reaches her hand, she shouldn't be divorced. Why? If she's really a chaser of her father, then she can't accept the get either, because she is, has her own volition. If she has her own volition, she does not work as a chaser mishtamer, an extension of her father in terms of a chaser. So it must be ella the olam shitulei dechiriyada via Daniel. That everybody, it must be clear according to Rava that the girl or the woman nara is an extension of her father, meaning that she's standing in place of her father. This is the question. The question is, does, when she says how much like her Abia is it? Is she standing in this place that she has the ability to make a shliach? Or she's like Yad Abia, I mean the fact that she can accept a get, but not that she can also generate agency. That's the question. How much balus or how much Yad Abia does she have over here? Amalei, Enos HaShliach. Said that the answer is that she may not make a shliach. And Nara cannot create agency. So even though she's like Yad Abia, she's like her father, she can accept the get, but on the other hand, she's not so like her father that she can generate agency. The Ketanu says, accept the get on my behalf, she creates agency, and says, accept the get on my behalf, the get is not a get until it reaches her hand. Why not? Because the Ketanu can't do anything. She can't create agency. Ketanu doesn't have a yad, doesn't have the ability to create agency, so therefore the get is not a get until it reaches, actually reaches her. Hanara, what would you infer from this? How is a get? If a Nara had appointed an agent, it would sound like it would have worked. But it says, how come my skin on Bishain La'av? We're talking about a case where she has no father. Where she has no father, then of course the woman becomes empowered to accept the get. If there's no father, obviously you can't say that there is no get. It means that if there's no father, then Nara can accept it on her own behalf. If there's no father,
I would say there would be no get.
I'm sorry?
If she were Katana, I would say
there could be no, Katana can even receive a get. That's what we said before. Katana can accept the get. Even when Katana can't create shlichus, but she can accept the get, because the get can give up on her. Right, that she won't
take care of.
Right, exactly. As long as she won't go back to the husband, she can accept the get. So it's over here. Nara, she doesn't have a father, she'd be able to accept the get. So that's the case over here. It says, Abigai Seifa. Seifa, that person says what? Right? Im Amar Avia, if her father says, Seifi Kavala get the BT, go accept that get on behalf of my daughter, Im Ratsa Baal Lakzor, Bo, Lo Yakzor. Then once the husband gives it to the shliach, he can't go back on it because the father can't create agency to accept the get on behalf of his daughter. What are you seeing? You see that there's a father involved here. Michlau, Zeresha, the Ishlavaskin. It must be that the first half of the Mishnah is also kind of a case where we have a father that's existent. But it says, as Kusure Maksura. Mishnah is missing some terms here. What's that? Ochitani Kitana Shamrait Kabuligiti, Eno Get, Ashigia Get, the da. If a Kitana establishes agency, the get is not a good get until it reaches her. Hanara, when it comes to her, how do you say get? Then it is a get. If it's a Nara, she can create agency. When is that true? That's only when she doesn't have a father. If she doesn't have a father, she has the ability to create agency. But when she has a father, that is not true. But when she has a father, then she can't create agency. Only her father can create agency. So in that case, and the father appoints a shliach to accept the get on her behalf. The Baal gives that get to the shliach. She can't go back on it because there's real agency here when the father establishes it. Lo yachzor, he may not go back on it. So just
how are you saying the case of
the shliach gives it to her.
Okay, so aren't we supposed to hear that over there?
Right, we said over there the Baal knows that the shliach can't, the Ketanah can't create a shliach, and therefore he's giving it with the intent that it
is.
Right, exactly. His shliach, he changes into the shliach of the Baal. Right, that's what we had in Gemara Nikita. All right, just a chaz over here quickly. All right, so what do we have here? Right, we have Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish have a machlokes about whether the machlokes of Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda applies also by Kiddushin. We know we have a machlokes by Gerushin. Chachamim say what? Only if her father and her can do it, then Ira can do it. Rabbi Yehuda says only the father can do it. Comes to Kiddushin, the Rish Lakish says the same machlokes applies, and Rabbi Yehuda will believe only the father can do it, and the Chachamim will believe the father and the Nara Murasa can do it. The Yochanan says, no. By Kiddushin, it's different. Kiddushin, right? Even the Chachamim agree by the Kiddushin, only the father can do it. Why is it that by Kiddushin, it's different? What's different by Kiddushin? And the answer in the end, the Gemara gives, is Kiddushin is different because she is leaving the father's possession. But she's leaving the father's possession, only the father can exercise that right, not right? Not the daughter. So now we're going to ask from Reish Lakish. We have a number of Mishnayot things that suggest that it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim even agree to Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Kiddushin. So what Rabbi Reish Lakish does in all these instances is sets up those Mishnayot like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not present the problem for himself because all those cases are like Rabbi Yehuda, who says the same thing by Kiddushin. He says by Gerushin only the father can do it, and the Chachamim remain in their position that even the father and daughter can do it by Kiddushin. The Gemara concluded that the Lacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. The Lacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, what we saw in the Beis Medrash, that they were Nimnu Gamro like Rabbi Yochanan. Once we've established that the Lacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, that only the father can accept Kiddushin, the Gemara now queries, can the father, the daughter, when she accepts Kiddushin, right, when a daughter accepts a get, which we said the Chachamim believe a daughter can accept a get, how is she functioning? Is she functioning like her father's Yad Aviyah, like her father? Or is she something like the Chatzer? The Gemara concluded it has to be she is Yad Aviyah, because otherwise she can't be a Chatzer. She has too much dot or volition, her own volition, to be a Chatzer. So must be she's functioning like Yad Aviyah. So what's the question now? When she's Yad Aviyah, how like her father is she? Is she like her father to the extent that she can create agency just like her father? Or she doesn't have enough power? She's not empowered to create agency, but she can accept it where the get reaches her. It's enough. Mark concluded she cannot create agency. That she's unable to create agency. And the Gemara said that the cases where we see that a Nara can create agency, that's when her father passed away already. Because then she's totally empowered to accept the get. She's totally empowered. She can create agency. So that's what we went through. This is the Gemara that we learned so far.
How is that ability?
Because her father's eliminated from the picture, so she becomes the sole receiver of the get. If she's the sole receiver of the get, she has enough balance, she has enough control to also create agency. When her father's still alive, she's really just a representative of her father. She's not really accepting it on her own behalf, she's accepting it on behalf of her father. She's an extension of her father, not taking it of her own right. So that's the difference between when her father's alive and when he's passed away. Now, Itmar, it's about Ketano, Shnitkachos, Lo Dataviyah. What happens if Ketano goes ahead and accepts Kiddushin without her father's knowledge? So Amar Shmuel, Tzricha Get, V'Tzricha Miyun. Shmuel says that she needs both a Get and Miyun over here. So Amar, Karni, Davarim, Begel. Right? So Karni says, what do you mean? This makes no sense. Im Get, Lama Miyun. Im Miyun, Lama Get. Meaning that how could you require someone to have both Miyun and Get? Miyun implies that there's only condition to wrap on, and you have to remove it. Get implies there's a condition to right stuff, and get works. You never have a case where you need both get and meon. They function in different areas and in different situations. How could you require a girl to get both get and meon? We're here where she was competitors on her own. So I'm going to... Right. Okay, very good. So we're going to get... So they went, they couldn't ask Shmuel what his position was, but they went to Mar Upfu, who had a closer base medrash, right, Beit Dinei B'Kafret, but when they went to send the halacha back to Rav to find out what he thought. So they flipped the positions of Shmuel and Karna. Shadrua the Kamei to Rav. And they said to the Rav, why did they flip the positions? So listen to Rashi here. Rashi says, Umishum to Rav or Voshil Shmuel. Rav was, Shmuel was very dear to him, right? He loved Shmuel. Afhua, they changed the positions around. That maybe he would, they suspected that Rav would paskin like Shmuel because he liked him so much. It's an interesting suspicion. And therefore, they flipped the positions to see if he would pass him like Shmuel, which is really Karna. They wanted to see if they could get him, trick him into getting the position of Karna that Shmuel said. So now what? We know there are other stories by Rav and Shmuel, the story in Baba Kama, that Rav and Shmuel and another Amor were walking in together, and they wouldn't refuse to go before each other, and Rav made sure that Shmuel went in before him, because he held Shmuel in such high respect, and he was also very sorry that the Gemara says in... where's the other case for Bumakam? I think we're in Shabbos, where he cursed, he ended up cursing, where Rav ended up cursing Shmuel when he first came to Bavel. Shmuel was feeding him all sorts of foods. Rav had a stomach ailment, and Shmuel was feeding him foods that made him go to the bathroom, but didn't show him the bathroom. Rav got very upset, and he cursed Shmuel that he wouldn't have children, and Kachava, he never had children. So Rav, for the rest of his life, regretted having cursing him, because Shmuel was a doctor, and he was really trying to help him out. Rav didn't realize that, so because of that, Rav treated Shmuel with extra respect and special consideration for the rest of his life. So there's a case here where they sent in the name of Shmuel, they flipped the position so Rab wouldn't be biased towards Shmuel. Tamalu, Helukim! Shmeim, Tzricha Get, Tzricha Miyun. Rav, when he sent back, passing like Shmuel, the real Shmuel, which says he needs Get and Miyun. V'chaska Lezareit Abba Bar Abba. No way Abba was Shmuel's father. Abba, the son of Abba, the name of Haki. He would never have said the other position. When they flipped it, he would never say the other position. But time am I. So what's the reasoning? Amar Avakha Breda Rav Ika, Tzricha Get. So why do you need a Get? Shema needs Ratzea Abbi Kiddushin. Right? Because maybe the father agreed to the Kiddushin. The Tana kind of power to accept Kiddushin. But maybe after the daughter did it, the father agreed that it was a good Kiddushin. Tzricha Miyun. Why do you need Miyun? Shema lo needs Ratzea Abbi. Maybe the father didn't do it. So now, the Kiddushin, he didn't want the Kiddushin. Ve'emer ain't Kiddushin Gosim Ba'achulta. And they'll think what? That if you give a Get to a woman, you cannot marry her sister. But this guy can marry her sister because they never had Kiddushin. So we perform Miyun, because why does Miyun work? Miyun works by Oker the Kiddushin Mi'ikara. Gets rid of the Kiddushin as if it wasn't there. So we provide a Get in case there really was Kiddushin over here and the father accepted. We provide Miyun to say this is not like a real Get, which will usher him on her sister. But rather, it's just a Get to make sure that there is no Kiddushin over here. And that's why we perform Miyun over here. Omar of Nachman, Yehu, Shishadchu. Wait a minute, this only has relevance if the father was already discussing with this individual about having a marriage here. If he's already discussing with this individual about having a marriage, and then the kind of goes and accepts it, then there's a Havamina to say that the father might have accepted, that the father might have acquiesced or agreed to such a Kiddushin. But otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. They don't need it.
So again, you go ask the father.
You have to say that the father's not around to ask. I mean, that's, I guess, what you have to say over here.
Even if he wasn't around to ask at that moment.
Yeah, we don't know what he thought. Right, I think that's the other thing I was going to say to you. Maybe we don't know what he was really thinking because he was already involved in Shiduch, and so now he says no, but maybe then he was really thinking yes.
Okay, now the Gemara continues with Ula's opinion. Ula Amar, Afilu Miyun Einu Tzricha. In this instance, you don't even need Miyun. So the Gemara asks now, Afal Gav Deshidchu. What do you mean? How could Ula make such a statement that even in the face of Shiduchin, that the father was already involved with this individual, and then the Ketan accepts it, that we're going to have to require her nothing? That we can't be. That's not possible. So Gemara answers up, Mandamatni Ha. Lo matni ha. So what does that mean? So this is Rashi and Tosos learn this way. We're going to see in a second that there's a machlokas about the next stage in the Gemara between Rashi and Tosos. But at this point, the Gemara's question is, how could it be that Ula, in the face of Shiduchim, would say that the girl didn't require anything? So what the Gemara says that when Ula made his statement, he must have been talking about a case where there was no Shiduchim. It's a case where there's no Shiduchim. He says, Afilu mein iun ein tzricha. And when Ula made his statement against Rav and Shmuel, he must have thought that Rav and Shmuel were also talking about a case of Leu Shidchu, where there was no Shiduchim. So that's what it means. Man de matniha, lo matniha. That Rav Nachman, who said that the case of Rav and Shmuel, the opinion of Rav and Shmuel that she requires a get and miyun is in a case where there was Shiduchim already, that will not be true according to this statement of Ula. Ula thought that Shmuel and Rav only said their opinion, or even said their opinion, below Shiduch. Even without a Shiduchim, Rav and Shmuel say you require a get and miyun. Ula comes and argues and says, when there's no Shiduchim, afilu miyun ain't a tzricha, you don't need anything. And that's what the Gemara answers up. Manda matniha, lo matniha. If you have the qualification of Rav Nachman, who says that Rav and Shmuel's opinion only be Shiduchim, then they can't believe that Ula is going to argue in that case. Ula is clearly thinking Rav and Shmuel say their opinion even in a case of lo Shiduchu. So that's the way to learn the Gemara. Now the Gemara has an alternative explanation or alternative reading of the Gemara, Ikadamre, that Ula made an independent statement. And Ula's statement is, now this is a machlokas in Rashi, how to read this part of Ula's statement. Ikadamre, Amar Ula, Ktano Shnit Kachalo Ledat Avia. A Ktano who got married without the acquiescence of her father, without permission of her father, or without the knowledge of her father, Afilu Miyun Eino Tzricho. She doesn't even need Miyun. Now, according to Rashi, what's the difference between the Ika de Amri and the case before? The case before, Ula's statement, where he says that she needs nothing, is only in a case of Lo Shiduch, where they didn't do any, had no Shiduchim. In the Ika de Amri, Ula's making a statement even in a case of Shiduchim, meaning that both, whether there's a Shiduch or there is no Shiduch, right, Ula believes that you won't require anything. That's the Gadamre. So Rashi says that's the difference in Lashonos. The first Lashon says, Ula says his opinion that you don't need anything. That's only when there is no Shiduchim. And the Gadamre comes along and says, no, that even when there is a Shiduch, Shiduch or no Shiduch, doesn't matter. Ula has his opinion that you don't ain't Tzricha Miyun. You don't even need Miyun. You don't need anything at all. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says, no, there doesn't have to be. The Ika de Amre, both the Ika de Amre and the first statement believe that Ula only made his opinion, or only had his opinion, that what? Afagav delo shidchu. That only in a case, I'm sorry, only in an instance where there was no shiduchim. So then, if that's the case, what's the difference between the first time we saw about Ula and the Ikedamri? Because in both of them, Tosos is saying, or the Ri is suggesting, that Ula's opinion that you don't need anything is only when there were no Shiduchin. So the answer, Tosos says, so what's the difference? In the first case, we said that Ula believes Rav and Shmuel also said their opinion in a case of lo shiduchim. Rav and Shmuel say you need to get a miyun. That's even a case where there are no shiduchim. Ula comes and argues on them and says, no, if there are no shiduchim, then there is nothing. You require nothing. Then the Ikedamri comes along and says, no, there is actually no machlokas between Shmuel and Ula. Why? Because Shmuel and Rav gave their opinion in a case where there is shiduchim. Where there is shiduchim, they required get and miyun. On the other hand, Ula gave his opinion in a case where there is lo shiduchim. In a case where there was no shiduch, and he says you don't need anything. And in actuality, Ula and Shmuel are arguing because they're addressing different cases. Shmuel's addressing the case of shiduchin, and the other hand, Ula is addressing the case of lo shiduchim. So now the Gemara says, Meitiv Rav Kahana. We have a problem because we have a Mishnah in Yevamot. The first Mishnah in Yevamot, V'chulami meitu u'mi'anu o'nit garshu o'chinimtsu ailonit tzaruteihem mutarot. Right, so what's this? This is a case in the beginning of Yevamot. In the beginning of Yevamot, it says that if a man has multiple wives and then passes away, if one of the wives who now falls to the Yabam to perform Yibum is asur to him because of Arayot, then all the other co-wives are patur mi Yibum. Everybody goes free because of this one erva that's there. Now, the Mishnah in Yevamot qualifies that. It says, V'kulan. If one of the arayot, the woman or the wife that causes all the other wives to go free, imetu, if she dies before the husband, she predeceases the husband. O mianu, or she had performed miun, which is okir the kedusha miyikara. O nit garshu, they were divorced before that the husband died. O shnimtsuai lo nit, or she was found not unable to bear children, and therefore there was kedusha ta'ut, and there is no kedusha here. In all these cases, the erva falls away. If the erva is not there, she's no longer married to the abam. And she's no longer married to the husband when he passes away. Since she's no longer married to the husband when he passes away, she doesn't fall to the arayot. She doesn't fall, like, to the brother who is somehow asur to her. And therefore, she doesn't protect the other co-wives. In those instances, the co-wives would get married or would have to perform yibum. So that's what Gemara is saying. Kulam, imeitu, imanum, nitgarshu. In any of these cases where the wife who causes all the other wives to go free because she's related to the Yabam, mutarot. These tzarot, her co-wives, then will be permitted to perform Yibum. The Kodshaman. Right, so what's the case over here? Right, what's the case of Mianu? Meaning that the Mishnah suggests that one of the cases where a arayot will be dismissed or removed is in the case of Miun. So the Kodshaman, who created the Kiddushin here? Ilema the Kachavia, if her father married her off, bimiyun sagila. How could you require just miyun? When a father marries off a daughter, even if she's a katana, even if she's underage, or she's a minor, that's kedushin midoraisa, that's kedushin minatorah. If it's kedushin minatorah, then get ma'ayabaya, you need a full-fledged get. Ella the Kachayi Napsha, right, that she married herself off, meaning that she married herself off. Viktani the baya miyun. And it says that she requires miyun. So this is a B against Ula. This is a question on Ula. Here you see that a daughter who marries herself off, even when her father's alive, will still require miyun. So when it says, who motiv la, who mefarik la, he asks the question, and he'll answer it. Right? Kigon, shenasale, masa yitoma, b'chayav. It's an instance where she became an orphan in the life of her father. How did she become an orphan in the life of her father? Because it's a case where her father married her off already, and then she got divorced or widowed that first marriage. Father's rights are now totally terminated, because once there's nisu'in, the father's out of the picture, and the father's rights are terminated, this girl is now on her own. Then on her own volition, she goes and marries her uncle, her father's brother. She marries her uncle, and then they have an uncle passes away. So when the uncle passes away, she is now the daughter of the Abam, because her father is the Abam, and she may not marry him, so she will protect all the tarot. But if she is mimayin, if she does miyun with her uncle before her uncle passes away, then kedushin nekar miyakar, it's as if she was never married to her uncle, and all the co-wives then, when the uncle passes away, when she passes away, those co-wives will be permitted to marry her father, because she's no longer in the... So now the Gemara says, Meitiv Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna asked, Ein mochra lekrovim. Right, that we say by a shifcha, when a father sells his daughter to be a shifcha, that he's not allowed to sell her to relatives. Mishum Rabbi Lazar Amru Mochra LeKrovim, that she can sell him off to relatives. So the Rav Amnuna, when he asked this, says the Tanakhama says that she can't be sold to relatives, because why? A shivcha, a Jewish shivcha, when she's sold, an Amma Ivriyah, when she's sold in as a minor, has a number of options. She either remains an Amma Ivriyah, she can marry the Adon, the master, or she can marry the son of the master. Over here, if he sells her to relatives, then one of those options is taken away. She can't marry the Adon, she can't marry the master. So therefore, it's not the institution of Amma Ivriyah does not exist here. That's what the Tanakhama says. You're still allowed to sell her to Kovim. Why? Because it says, when a person sells his daughter, be told the Amma. That there are times when a person sells his daughter only to be a maidservant, meaning that the other options are not available to her to get married. And what will be the case? That's a case where she marries relatives. Vishavin, and they both agree, and they both agree that they can sell an almana to a kohen gadol, or a grushav chalutza, the kohen gadol. You can sell her to be an amma ivriyah, even though these marriages are not necessarily allowed, because there's an Isur Lav. The Torah says you can, an almana may not marry a kohen gadol, and a chalutza cannot marry a kohen gadol. Nevertheless, such a amma ivriyah, even the Tanakhama will agree that such amma ivriyah is okay. Why? Because if they do perform kiddushin, the kiddushin are tofes. They work. Even though it's be'aveira, the kiddushin work. And that's enough to allow the institution of amma ivriyah to exist. So Gemara asks, echidami. What's the case of almana over here? How is this girl a almana, a widow already? She's only a ktana. So how is she a widow? Ilema de kodsha aviyah, if her father already married her off once, midmatzin mizavin law. Then how could he sell her afterwards to be an Amar Viyah? Right? Ha, ein adam mocher et bito l'shifchut achar ishut. A person may not sell his daughter to be a maidservant, or to be an Amar Viyah after she's married her off once. I mean, he has the right to marry her off. Once he's married her off, he loses that right again to sell her afterwards. He can't sell her afterwards. El alav, the kodeshia nafsha. Must be a case where she marries herself off. Well, but kari kari la amana. And it's calling her an almana. How could she be called a widow if there's no kiddushin here? If there's no kiddushin, you can't call her an almana. So it must be that this girl, on her own, can create kiddushin, even though she's a ketana. Somebody says, no, Amar Rav Yitzchak, hacha, b'kiddushe yeyud. Here we're talking about kiddushe yeyud. When it comes to a shiv Amar Ivriyah, who is sold by the father to be an Amar Ivriyah, then she can marry the Adon. When she marries the Adon, we saw before in the Gemara, there's two possibilities how to view her marriage to the master. One possibility is to view that the original money that was paid to the father turns into Kesef Kiddushin. At first he was buying for an Amar Ivriyah, but that money then is basically held in trust in some way, and that if she decides she wants to marry him, that money will become now the Kesef Kiddushin. So in a sense, her father married her off. The other way to look at it is no. That when in the point of time when the Amar Ivriyah, the maidservant, decides to marry the Adon or agrees to marry the Adon, he's actually creating the Kiddushin by forgiving the remaining work she has to do for him. He's freeing her early. He's letting her out of being an Amar Ivriyah early. And with the remainder of that work, that value is what creates the Kiddushin. In that instance, it's the daughter herself who is creating the Kiddushin. So that's what the Gemara suggests over here. So the father sold her to be an Amar Ivriyah, and then she ended up marrying the Adon. And it's according to Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, Amar Ma'ot, Rabbi Shimon, Lav the Kiddushin. No, the original payment to the father is not what creates the Kiddushin here. What creates the Kiddushin is the remaining work that the Amar Ivriyah has. That value of that remaining work is what, when she trades that in, he frees her. With that value, she is Nitkadesh to the Adon. So now we have a case where we can have an Almana where the father didn't marry her off, meaning that he sells her to be an Amma Ivriyah. She ends up marrying the Adon, the master, and she's the one who makes such a decision. How does that work? Because she trades the remaining work she has to be married to the Adon. Then this Adon passes away. So now she's an Almana. She's an Almana because she had real Kiddushin, but wasn't an Almana created by the father because he didn't create the Kiddushin, and therefore the father can now sell her again as an Amma Ivriyah. She was an Amma Ivriyah once, now you can sell her again as an Amma Ivriyah, and that'll be when you're selling her to a Kohen Gadol, and she's an Almana. So that Almana was created by a previous Shifchut, where she married the Adon, and now the father is selling her again because this is not Shivchut Acharishut. It's not, he's selling it to be an Amar Ivriyah after she was married by him, because he didn't marry her off in that first case. Okay, we'll stop over here.